But of course, we had no idea what war meant at all. We honestly thought that we were the best trained battalion to leave Australia. We were only trained really to march great distances. We thought nothing of walking 30 miles a day, and that's not on level ground. That was across the terrible erosion around Bathurst. The rumour got around we were going to Russia to help the Russians, because we were living as so tough as we did, marching through the snow and living hard. But we went to Malaya, and we weren't trained for jungle trail or rainforest fighting at all, nor had any thought been given to us. We got to Malaya. It was so ridiculous there that we weren't allowed our Bren guns. We had seen them, that's all, but we weren't allowed to fire them. We had to stick to our old Lewis guns left over from World War I. A very unreliable old gun, but long past its prime. And so they were packed in Greece, we weren't given them. We weren't given modern equipment. We had to use World War I webbing equipment. Our artillery weren't allowed their 25-pounders, which were there, but they were given mortars. They weren't allowed to waste good equipment training with them. We weren't allowed to chop down trees for field of fire. We weren't allowed modern maps. The most modern maps just completed, ready for issue. They were issued to the Japs, but we never ever saw them. And during the action, we weren't allowed to fire on the tower of the Sultan of Johor. This is when we were fighting for the very end on Malaya, and we could see the Japs with their binoculars watching us from the tower. But our crazy General Bennett was a friend of the Sultan of Johor, and he forbade anyone to fire on them. It wasn't allowed, but they could fire at us. That's how crazy the whole thing was. So we didn't visualize war being like that at all.